Today on the KMMO Ag Report, Missouri corn gives impacts to corn looming over aggressive tariff strategy. Following through on promises made during his 2024 campaign, President Donald Trump unveiled a series of historic and sweeping new import tariffs April 2nd as a part of what his administration dubbed as Liberation Day. The first of two tiers, a 10% universal tariff, was applied April 5th to all U.S. trading partners except Canada and Mexico. Second tier took place April 9th. This is a more targeted reciprocal tariff placed on countries with significant trade surpluses with the U.S. The reciprocal tariff will impact roughly 60 of the U.S.'s top trading partners, with county-specific tariff rates ranging from 10% to nearly 50%. With 15% of U.S. corn exported, robust international trade is critical for Missouri corn farmers and U.S. agriculture. The Missouri Corn Growers Association, MCGA, supports the goal of protecting national security, reducing the national debt, and addressing major trade imbalances. However, increased tariffs without short and long-term certainty and robust market access directly threaten farmers' bottom line, a line that is already stretched thin in part to high input costs, and tariffs stand to possibly exacerbate this condition. MCGA is actively pushing for strong trade negotiations to remove barriers of U.S. corn and ethanol to help address trade imbalances and boost competitiveness. Of particular concern is the impact of new tariffs on key corn export markets. This includes Japan, Colombia, China, the European Union, South Korea, and Taiwan, among others. Thankfully, compliant goods with top trading partners Mexico and Canada will continue to be exempted from tariffs, at least for now, due to the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. USMCA goods exempt from tariffs include corn, distillers' dried grains with solubles, and ethanol. Market access remains a key to driving demand for U.S. corn. MCGA, along with our national and international partners, continues to work with members of Congress to secure new and expanded market access through trade agreements while preserving well-established markets like Mexico and Canada, supporting proactive trade negotiations and reducing trade barriers will be critical for ensuring that the U.S. remains a global leader in corn exports. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department Corny Joke of the Day. I tried to walk like an Egyptian. Now I need to see a chiropractor. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.